Hi everyone, it's Michael Kerr here. You're listening to Humor at Work. So it's January where I am, and chances are it's January where you are. So if you're listening to this right now at this time of year, you know, sort of semi-live, then Happy New Year. I hope it's a rocking year for you ahead. And since this is the time of year that people talk about setting goals and thinking about what they want to accomplish in their New Year's resolutions, I want to talk about how, although it sounds a little counterintuitive, you have to focus on the negative sometimes in order to achieve the positive. You see, goal-setting experts believe that the best way to achieve change in your life is to focus on what's blocking you from making those changes, rather than merely focusing in a positive way on the desired outcome. Identifying the roadblocks, understanding obstacles in your path, and working to eliminate them is the key to reaching your goals. These experts say they do so. So, as you think about the goals you want to accomplish and the changes you want to make in your personal and professional life, don't just plaster on a happy face and create a vision board and try and manifest success and rely on willpower, because you know what? That's not enough. You need to spend some time thinking about the blocks in your path and what you need to stop doing in order to start doing something different. Now, my fun at work tip. Take the time before this year gets too far out in the old calendar to celebrate and trumpet last year's accomplishments in your workplace, on your team, at an individual, at a team, at an organization level. This is a really effective way to boost morale, to instill a sense of pride and gratitude in the workplace, and to build momentum for the year ahead when you remind people of how much you accomplished last year. So here's a few ways of doing that. Create a designated wall where people can post photos, newspaper headlines, quotes, or just the words that capture their top memories and highlights of the last year. Or create a photo album, a yearbook, or scrapbook that archives the milestones and accomplishments from the year. Create a top 10 list of the top 10 greatest achievements of you and your team. Toss in a few fun ones. Do a team video counting down the top highlights. Create a fun award ceremony and dole out awards that remind people of just how much you accomplished last year. And throw in some fun ones, like the person who made us laugh the loudest during a meeting award, or the person who almost never made it to work award, or the person who nearly OD'd on caffeine award. Turn this into an annual tradition and encourage people to record their milestones and accomplishments as 2015 unfolds so that you're ready for 2016. And even if you work alone, don't discount the importance of doing this. Reflecting on and celebrating the positive and being grateful for the positive accomplishments in your life is one of the key ways to boost your happiness levels. And the quote of the week from that great quoter, unknown, most New Year's resolutions go in one ear and out the other. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, well, it's a new year. It's the year of the goat, sheep, ram on the Chinese calendar. Take your pick, I guess, of one of those three. And January is official Get Organized Month, Creativity Month, Get a Balanced Life Month. A balance? Who wants a balanced life? That just seems crazy. Be on Purpose Month, International New Year's Resolutions for Businesses Month, and, of course, it's Polka Month. And there's also a whack of wacky theme days waiting for us this January, including January 8th, Show and Tell Day at Work, or Show and Tell at Work Day, January 11th, Learn Your Name in Morse Code Day, January 13th, Poetry at Work Day, the 14th is Dress Up Your Pet Day, the 22nd, one of my favorite, Answer Your Cat's Question Day, 24th, Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day, 28th is Kazoo Day, and the 30th, Inane Answering Machine Message Day, which raises the question, what's an answering machine? And for the complete list of wacky January theme days, cruise on over to the website www.humoratwork.com. As well, you might want to check out a few things that are happening there at the old website. I've got a webinar, Teaching Company Culture to New Employees, for example, coming up on January 20th. This is going to be packed with ideas. You do not want to miss this. Also, check out our 30-day Humor Advantage program. Each day, a 2-minute video sent to your inbox with a story and a message and an idea that will help you transform your workplace. Great time of year to take advantage of this. It costs less than a cup of coffee a day. How can you beat that value? Well, until next time, everyone, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success. And I wish you all the best for a fun, inspiring, creative, amazingly awesome 2015.